All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first the infant mewling and puking in the nurse's arms, and then the whining schoolboy with satchel and shining morning face creeping like snail unwillingly to school. And then the lover sighing like furnace with a woeful ballad made to his mistress's eyebrow. Then a soldier full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard. Jealous in honour, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation, even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice, in fair round belly with good capon lined, with eyes severe and beard of formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances. And so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful hose well saved, a world too wide for his shrunk shank, and his big manly voice turning again towards childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all that ends this strange eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion. Son's teeth, son's eyes, son's taste, son's everything.
Yeah. don't have faithful to feel. Expectations of my daily bread gives me the hunger to steal. You want the good life, you break your back, you snap your fingers, you snap your neck. You want the good life, you break your back, you snap your fingers,
This week's environmental news is that the House of Representatives in Washington has finally passed legislation recognising that global warming and climate change really exist. A June the 28th article from Reuters journalist Richard Cowan says that the White House is unhappy and is likely to veto the bill, which has not yet been debated by the Senate. The bill requires oil companies to, quote, renegotiate faulty drilling contracts issued by the government in 1998 and 1999 that have allowed them to avoid paying billions in royalties, end of quote. So you can see it's all about financial interests. That's the whole reason for denying that global warming is happening or suggesting it's not caused by human activity. Just excuses to carry on polluting.
A tyranny of sound.
To some it may seem contradictory for a nihilist to extol the importance of meaning or purpose in life, but it really is in keeping with having a free and inquiring mind. Nihilism is useful in that it allows us to clear our consciousness of the clutter of shalts and shalt nots that religious or social pressures impose upon us. We don't accept these constraints put upon us by others who claim to know what's best for us. As adults, we can realise there is no need to follow the herd unthinkingly. We can set our own standards within the parameters of what we decide is worthwhile. Life can be compared to a game. There are rules, but these are only the practical realities of cause and effect, or the laws of nature. Morality is how others lead mankind by the nose. But strangely enough, even total self-indulgent hedonism, while seemingly amoral or immoral, also amounts to being unwittingly led astray. Really, the only way to have a free mind is to be neither passive nor fatalistic, but to take a real interest in the world and observe the players on life's stage. Then become a self-aware player yourself, with a heroic and positive purpose. We'll be right back. Thank you.